certainly want to stress the importance of good health practices, which includes obviously washing hands, staying at home, social distancing practice, etc.
Certainly. So here in Indiana, there are several things happening. First off, yesterday it was announced by the state health commissioner that they are preparing for the possibility of field hospitals. Do you think that this is an appropriate action right now?
Yes, I do. I think the importance of preparing for field hospitals is the consideration if we have a great surge and we need to have these types of field facilities to care for all of the patients that may occur. We hope that that doesn't happen, but we have to be prepared for the worst. So having field hospitals set up in case of that possibility is a very important planning aspect.
Now, why are doctors and leaders right now talking about a surge? This kind of is maybe some language that is a little scary to people.
Well, right. I mean, probably our listeners there in Indiana are aware of these curves or the trying to flatten the curve. So we're very much aware that if there is a large number of patients who appear at a very short period of time, let's say over 2 or 3 or 4 days or even over a week, that may overwhelm the healthcare system. So we need to reduce this surge as much as possible. And of course, we do that by practicing good health practices or recommendations by our public health experts, such as practice social distancing so that we don't spread the infection from person to person. Obviously, to stay home if you are ill, but stay home obviously to reduce transmission anyway. And then to wash our hands often, because all of these are going to help reduce this surge or reduce the rapidity of new cases that occur so that it won't overwhelm our healthcare system. But it is important to be prepared for that. So that's why it isn't reasonable to have these portable hospitals available if necessary.
Do you think that social distancing and hand washing and all these procedures are working so far?
Yes, I do believe that social distancing and hand washing is working. I mean, if you look at states where they have instituted these policies very early, like even closing schools or non-essential businesses and certainly reducing the number of people in gatherings, they seem to be somewhat less impacted by this at this point in time, and at least seem to be able to flatten the curve a bit. And we hope that that's what we want to do across the country. Now, obviously, we have the hot spots in New York and in other areas, but we certainly want to be able to reduce that impact in other parts of the country. And I'm convinced that following these recommendations of social distancing will be able to lessen the impact of this pandemic.
A couple of studies have predicted that the peak may occur in mid-April, and maybe just a little bit later than that. Do you see that as being accurate?
Well, these are based on a variety of mathematical models, and these are projections, but I think these are the most accurate projections we have. But again, if we can really adhere greatly to these social distancing recommendations, hopefully we're going to reduce that impact. But I do believe that that is a good prediction of when we are going to see the greatest number of cases.
All right. I know you got to get to another interview, but before I let you go, any myths about COVID-19 that you'd like to bust this morning?
Well, actually, there are several as far as being able to use maybe medicinal medicines like garlic or something like that. That is not going to necessarily, prevent this. We just have to follow what we know is appropriate, such as what we just mentioned, washing hands, stay at home, and practice social distancing.
Obviously, the best things there. Hydrochloroquine, you've been looking at some studies, I'm sure. Do you see that as a possibility?
Well, I think it is a possibility, but we have to acknowledge that these medicines have not been proven as yet based on randomized clinical trials. And we need the results of those trials to make sure that it's the best for our patients. Now, I know that many of us are using it on a case-by-case basis. We consider the benefits versus the risks, but we need the results of clinical trials to know for sure that these are going to be proven to be beneficial for our patients.
All right. Do you see a vaccine happening soon? I know the predictions are a year, maybe 18 months.
I think that that is accurate, and that's going to be very important when it is available, but we have to wait for it to be appropriately developed. I mean, we have to make sure it's safe, and we have to make sure that it's efficacious, and the only way you're going to know that is through the trials that are ongoing right now.
Dr. Thomas Feil, president of the Infectious Disease Society of America and a host of other impeccable credentials. thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Stay safe.